It's Black Friday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A day when it can be hard to find a parking spot near the mall. The kickoff to the shopping season 1 month before Christmas.
The National Retail Federation says more than 166 million people plan to shop between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday, with today being the busiest day. Nearly 115 million people will be out and about buying things. In their survey, the Federation found the big reason was that deals are too good to pass up. And that may be why, even if people turn out for Black Friday, businesses may still end up seeing a bit of red, as they offer steep discounts on things stores overbought during the supply chain crunch.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. At a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, it'll only be police inside today. The store is closed after the shooting late Tuesday. There was another vigil yesterday. People gathered outside the Walmart praying for the six people murdered when a manager started shooting in the break room. Six people were also injured until he killed himself. President Biden on Thanksgiving again called for a ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturer.
Republicans have resisted attempts at ban, saying he's trying to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. Well, here's something else that could be controversial at Twitter. Elon Musk, who slashed the workforce since taking over, is ready to allow more banned tweeters to return. He's already let former President Trump back on, though he hasn't tweeted yet.
This time, Elon Musk says he's doing what the people want by granting amnesty for suspended accounts. It's based on a poll posted to his timeline that found 72% in favor of reinstating accounts that have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam. Musk says the amnesty will begin next week, tweeting, "The people have spoken." Some online safety experts predict it will lead to more hate speech and misinformation.
Fox's Lisa Brady. At soccer's World Cup, Iran stunned Wales 2-0. Later today, the U.S. plays England. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
NATO is again standing by Ukraine. Its Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg vowed again to help defend the country from Russia's nine-month-long invasion. As long as it takes, he says. This has some European countries join the U.S. sending more military equipment to Ukraine and some generators to deal with all the power outages Russia's inflicted lately, with a barrage of missile strikes also knocking out water service to many areas. And what's happening in Ukraine could be a big topic when
French President Emmanuel Macron will visit President Biden next week as part of a trip that includes a White House state dinner, the first such event since President Biden took office. The White House says the event will underscore the deep and enduring relationship between the U.S. and France, our oldest ally, founded in shared democratic values. France, a NATO member, has been a key partner in the global response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. News reports in Louisiana also indicate Macron may schedule a stop in New Orleans, once the capital of French Louisiana. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, the president, who celebrated Thanksgiving on Nantucket, also addressed a looming railroad union strike yesterday.
I have not directly engaged yet because they're still talking.
Well, the members of four of 12 unions who need to agree unanimously on a new contract have rejected it so far. The strike could stop freight next month. On Wall Street, stock futures have been mixed before what could be a light trading day, just a half day. On Thursday Night Football, the last of a Thanksgiving triple header.
One will get freed on the sideline. It's He's over. In bounds. He's going. One will 30, 20. He will score.
That kickoff return for a touchdown ended up being the difference on NBC. The Minnesota Vikings beat the New England Patriots 33-26. Earlier, the Buffalo Bills edged the Detroit Lions on a last-second field goal 28-25. The Dallas Cowboys also won, topping the New York Giants 28-20. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.